like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Yay.
Yay! Monday, still fucking March. March can suck my
March,
dick.
March is the worst.
March sucks.
March is great.
Hi, Flutzy.
Hi!
We have Flutzy here today.
What's cooking?
I was telling the boys, I went to Philadelphia over the weekend, and I was masturbating with a towel, like, the whole time I was down there, like, various bath towels.
You really look like a... You really look like a... What's that Simpsons character where he's got just hair on the top of his head? Or is maybe the Family Guy?
No, but he's not balding.
No.
He looks really, with that fucking, you got shaved on the side. Really...
Oh my God, you look 20 again.
Ridiculous.
This is like a college haircut. Wait,
that's right.
Can you see this, people?
Let's do it.
He can't.
My dick is like hamburger meat. It's so sore because I kept using these towels. And then Steve, or one of the guys in the booth, said, why don't you just use the duvet comforter?
Oh.
And it'd be all jizz. I jizzed a lot. Like, I probably jerked off, like, 8 different times.
80?
8.
What do you use as lube? Let's get into this.
I didn't use anything. No.
Dude, see, that's where you fuck up. Okay.
You raw dogged it?
Yep. It's like Scottsdale in the summer, baby.
Coconut oil, baby.
Coconut oil.
Not only is it good for the skin, but...
You can cook with it, right?
You can cook with it. You can moisturize. Don't put it in your eye. You might go blind. No offense.
No.
But I'm just saying...
I would hate for that to happen again.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
It might work out.
Go more
way.
Blind.
Like, I'm cured.
Good. So you don't feel good, right?
I'm depressed today. I suffer from depression.
Oh, this is going to be a best episode.
You suffer from depression?
Oh, it's horrible, yeah.
That's why you see a therapist?
I lost my vision. I've always.
Oh, he drinks a lot. What happens is he drinks a lot to compensate for his depression. And then when he can't drink for whatever reason, he can't drink because he drank too much this week and he's hungover. He's been throwing up. So now that he can't drink, the reality of his life settles in and he's a mess. We should test him to see when's the last time you drank?
Last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, sure.
How'd you get back?
You know, alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah, but if you're depressed, it works this other way. It's like when
really?
You're, yeah, it's like
it
when,
doesn't seem to be working, I don't think.
Because he's sober today. Yeah. He hasn't had a drink today, right?
Yeah, but I woke up and like I just laid in bed and I just started crying just like out of nowhere.
That's what I do a week.
Oh my God, where are the cameras when we need them?
Yeah. Right.
Laying in bed of blubbering fat white guy with a bad haircut crying. Oh. Everybody gets it. Everybody gets it with that haircut.
My wife came over and she was hugging me and she was like, you know.
Does she know what happened?
She's worried about me.
Yeah, she should be. Does she know what happened?
Yeah. Well, she know what happened.
Over the weekend.
What, like Philadelphia? Or
yeah.
Like they jerked off in the towel and everything?
You had a worse Philadelphia weekend than Tom Hanks in that movie.
And it was a racquetball. I got hit by a racquetball. No, and I spent like, I know she said, my wife usually doesn't say anything about my spending money. And she was like, she goes, I checked our credit card. She's like. She said, you spent $900 Saturday night, and that isn't including like the other two cards that she doesn't really know that I.
The one that Adam gave you?
My secret credit cards.
For your PayPal?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know about that. So.
You asked me for money in the middle of the night on Saturday.
Yeah.
You sent me a text.
Were you drunk? Drunk?
I was joking with you, but yeah.
No, you didn't.
Did you buy hookers? Say no for the record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, his wife doesn't watch this. His wife thinks he's at a Cub Scout meeting.
No,
Cub Scout meeting.
I was at a bunch of strip clubs and I went to a really expensive restaurant and stuff like that, and so it was fun. But I was in the Residence Inn in Center City, and my room.
Oh, that's a good one.
My room had a balcony, and I literally all I could do not to jump off that balcony. I was actually literally scared of it.
When?
What?
Friday and Saturday night. I don't know.
Why?
Because I'm going. I don't know. Sometimes I get in these seas. I don't know if it's March or if it's.
It's the weather.
You're catching up with me.
Retrograde.
You fell in love with somebody, didn't you? You said?
I did, Pamela, yeah. I fell in love with Pamela.
Everyone named Pamela is a closet slut. I'm just going to let you know.
No
that.
Kidding, yeah.
No, she's a stripper.
Or, I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand.
I'm in love with the stripper. Yeah, she was amazing. She comes over.
Was she hanging around with you?
I mean, she doesn't.
She come to your hotel?
No, 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 no. How dare you? I'm a married man. But we were at Club Oasis, and we walked in there. It's down by the airport, and it's like there were like more girls than people sitting there. And I was like, how the fuck? Like, I always remember stripping, like girls were like, they were like more than the guys. They were like you look at the stripper and they were like these goddesses going around and they made money and we were just like kind of schlubs. Now it's like you walk into a strip club and there's like 14 girls and 8 guys and you're like, what's up, cunts? And, you know, and you just kind of grab. She came over to me. She was astonishingly beautiful Brazilian girl. Big fake tits, big ass and everything.
Everything fake.
Everything fake.
You got it.
No, she didn't have, she told me she didn't have a fake ass. She spoke very little English. So I was
it's perfect woman.
Yeah,
we were doing Google Translate. And I was typing things to her like I would cross the Amazon for you.
Cross the Amazon? That's you're there.
She's in Brazil.
And you're there by yourself.
And I was there with my friend Creepy Carl.
And what was he
Carl?
Doing the whole time?
I was doing the same thing, drinking and you know just having dances and stuff.
Why'd you go all the way down to Oasis? He said that
question because we were at Cheerleaders, which is not far from Oasis.
I thought Cheerleaders were more up north.
The one I'm thinking of is not. What's by Oregon Avenue?
Oregon.
Is that weird?
No, yeah. I'm just having a flashback to when I used to drive a cab in Philadelphia.
Okay, yeah. But right by Tony Luke's.
Oh, sure.
You could dance.
Yes.
You ever thought about it?
Like being a stripper?
Yeah.
You know what? When I was 12.
Duh.
This is weird.
My kind of club.
I have to tell you.
where were you living at the time?
Thailand.
In the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx.
For real?
Born and raised, baby. What up?
Jesus
Let
Christ.
Me throw up the signs. But anyway, I know.
You were 12?
So, you know, I had a very interesting upbringing. I thought a lot. I think a lot. But, yeah, when I was younger.
I might
I
have
like,
to puke. So don't. Damn. If he pukes during your story, don't get offended.
Don't.
You really do look like you came straight out of the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
Like you woke up and you don't know where the hell you are, and you have this haircut.
And then you know,
staring at my cock. Is that one of your new?
And you're wearing
that's one of your
shirt.
New T-shirts.
No, it's one of the
whole thing.
He gave it to me. It was here, like an idiot. I wore that green shirt again.
Yeah, but why don't you sell that? Who? Somebody sent that to you?
I asked Keith. He had a shirt, and he goes, "Here, wear this one." Or, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. They're great shirts.
You're not gay if you get paid.
$20 needs to be like $1,000 if I'm going to do anything that's like homo, you know?
You would suck somebody's, not suck dick, but.
I mean, I'd suck dick, but that's more money, actually.
So $1,000 to eat pussy.
So you were 12 and you're thinking about being a stripper?
Yeah, kind of. I was
laying
like,
in bed?
I have a high libido.
Uh-huh.
Family, close your ears. But like, I'm just saying, you know? So like, I like to, you know, like just.
Even at 12?
Well, yeah, when little boys start like jerking off.
Yeah,
I was 18.
Uh-huh. You were 18?
I don't know.
Damn, you started late.
Yeah, I started like at 12.
What?
You did?
Yeah, we used to. My buddy Scott and I used to, those detachable fur coats that had, like a piece of fur around it. You know, like his great. We go in his grandma's closet, take the thing off, wrap it around our dick, and jerk off with like the beaver pelt.
I'm taking so many.
At how? At home?
At his house? Yeah.
What not to have in my house?
I couldn't jerk off because I had so many people in my house.
Yeah. Well, he's one of 10.
You have 9 siblings?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So whenever I try to jerk off, my sister would walk in, and then I'd finish.
Right. 8 if you count Neil.
That's gross.
Nice.
I am 1 of 10, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle, too, so it's kind of like.
Not the middle. I'm third.
But still, everyone was
beginning
around.
Of the middle.
Beginning of the middle.
1 of 10. What did your parents do?
Fuck.
They fucked all the day. We'd have to watch them fuck.
Thanksgiving. Oh. You're like 10 watching them fuck.
I never heard them. I never saw them. Nothing. No fucking.
Yet somehow they just, the babies kept
coming. I think my dad, I came quick like I do. I think he came quick and then, so we never really built up to a lot of big crescendo, as right. They say.
No,
my
I need mom, crescendo,
my mom,
baby.
My mom was not a problem. My mom was probably just like, you know, lay back and take it. Like a good woman. Like
well,
the
she's in her
greatest generation.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. She's in her 80s.
She wasn't fucking in her 80s, though.
Yeah, right, right, right. Did he, like.
Let's
fuck her!
It.
Fuck her in a big pile of war bonds. I'm shipping out for Japan tomorrow. Give me some pussy.
He did fight in Korea. He didn't fight. He was on a boat in Korea with Carl Ruiz.
Is that why he liked?
He was a chef or some shit. I don't know.
Oh yeah, did he like mash?
Watching that Vietnam.
I got a good one.
I'm watching that Vietnam thing on Netflix. It's amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
Is that why he like mashed potatoes?
Yeah, cause of mash.
He's in Korea.
You get it?
Do.
Have you know Brian at all?
Yeah.
We know a little bit.
Like well, you did a show at his house?
She came out.
Yeah, I came
That's awkward
his house.
As fuck, right?
Well, you know what? no lie, at first he was like, oh, it's in my house. And I'm like, really? Like, where in your house? In your bedroom? Like, that's the first thoughts. But then he's like, no, I have, like, this nice house, and there's, a studio, one of the rooms, a studio. And I was like, okay, let's see. And then I get there, I have to tell you, one of the nicest houses I think I've ever been in all of New York City. I swear.
That really hurts, man.
Jesus himself.
Now I'm depressed.
Dude, serious, I'm depressed. It was so homey.
Yeah.
You know how he made his money? He's going to have to sell after this weekend, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He's going to have to Airbnb that third room.
I know. I'm going to come. He's going to like a bunch of Filipinos in there or something.
Your wife, was she just chill? She was like, oh, honey, I think you spent like $1,000. I'm not sure why.
Something like that, yeah.
She know where you were?
I mean, she knows. I was in nightclubs. I was in strip clubs. I was doing bottle service.
She's just okay with this?
Bottle service?
Bottle service.
Why are you getting bottle service at a strip club?
No, not bottle service, strip club. There was some other corny, Philadelphia's a great town because it's like, it's so not New York that you just walked right up and I went to the Delilah's and they go, $20. I said, I get the disabled discount. She goes, oh, okay. I'm like, you can just Obi-Wan Kenobi your fucking way through that town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just happy for the business.
Yeah, they're just, yeah. I mean, it was, and I went to some stupid nightclub.
Did it close at 2? Did strip clubs close at 2?
Then next to Dollars is an after hours.
Mm.
And they're open till 6.
And it was you could drink?
I didn't go there.
You just did blow?
I didn't do any cocaine this weekend.
You do drugs?
I mean, I have.
I'm naive, right? I'm really naive. Yeah, wait, what?
How old are you?
30. I've never done drugs except for weed. I'll do weed. I'll smoke it. Sometimes.
Right. And you'll jerk off with coconut oil.
I'll fuck with coconut oil. It's the best. It's the best lube.
When you masturbate, do you use your fingers or do you use toys? What do you have going on? I sound like the guy from Backroom Casting Couch.
Yeah, I don't use toys. I need the real thing. Yeah. You know? I can't do the pretend in my mind.
Right.
You need the real thing. You need a dick.
A man. Yeah.
Dick. All right.
I need the real D. Like, I can't do the fake dildo nonsense.
Wow.
All right.
Good to
know. You ever peg?
Let me take a swig of this.
Yeah.
You ever get something working?
Yeah. You ever peg a guy?
No.
You know that is all right.
The strap on?
Yeah.
No, hell no.
Would you do it?
Fuck no.
Why?
That is so demasculating.
Emasculating.
Emasculating.
D.
I don't speak English. You know, papi, I pretend.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm Spanish.
From Spain?
Oh, yeah.
You came over
Puerto
in the boat?
Spanish, Italian.
Italian,
for
too?
For the show, I'm Puerto Rican, just so everybody knows.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
No.
Not really. Not
like a Norwegian.
I understand it, and I can, read it. But right. I'm not fluent.
I only know. I know petty.
My wife's from the Bronx. She speaks Spanish.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What part?
I don't know.
Uptown, downtown.
Downtown.
Right. Concourses.
She went to one of those.
Riverdale.
She went to Catholic high school. What's one of the Catholic high schools up there?
Spelman.
Yeah, she went to Spelman.
Did she really?
Yeah.
It's by where I grew up.
Yeah.
Yes, right, so nice. She cool.
I had to wear uniforms. I had to go to school every day and do homeworks. It was a difficult time for me.
Do homeworks.
She said one time her dad was like, get on the ground, and then they had a roll or something behind a car because there was gunshots.
You're kidding me.
No.
Excuse me, mommy, just get down on the ground real quick.
They just drop, and then they had a roll. Like in a fucking
Spanish
movie.
Spanish dad, so they could tell you on your knees. It could mean any one of many things. All right, great. What'd you do this weekend?
Did I do this weekend?
Did you get some dick?
No. Wait, let me think. Friday? Saturday? Oh, I went out. Yo, it's so hard for me to remember fucking anything.
Sure.
Wait, what do you do? What do you do for money? Are you a comedian?
No.
What do you do for, what's your side jobs?
My side jobs? I model.
You play the flute. You're a professional flautist.
I play the flute. But, you know, I'm not in a band or anything, so I'm not really gigging like that. But I model.
You do weddings and stuff? I would think that'd be a big... My friend does, wedding music, and he makes tons of money.
Yeah.
And they're like...
But where do you live now? You live in the Bronx now?
No, I live in Manhattan.
With who? Bill Schultz?
Not Bill Schultz, no. I have a roommate, but she's not going to be there anymore, so I'm going to be... by myself soon, babies.
You gonna be okay with that? Can you swing the rent?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. You know.
Okay.
I'm good.
Where you live?
I'm Gucci.
Harlem.
Nah, 29th.
And 3rd.
Around there. Why? I'm not trying to give out my address.
Those bitches always be living on
29th. I don't even know.
I dated three women who lived on 29th and 3rd. They all lived over there.
Hey, go,
I don't know, just bitches. Back in the day, though, in the
'90s. Yo, because you know what? It's a nice neighborhood.
It's not very nice. It's nice. It's kind of like tacky because it's loud because it's second and third and all the roads go through there.
No, I live on a quiet street. I live with old people. That's the key. The
old people are in your building?
There's nothing. They're almost about to croak old. It's the best.
It's an old building?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
It's a walk-up?
Yeah, no, hell no. Two elevators, baby. I don't walk up nothing.
Oh, it's like a high-rise?
Unless there's, like, money at the top. What?
So you model and then you don't do stand up, you just do side stuff and you play the flute.
I freelance and I do some shit and yeah.
Very sketchy.
You freelance and you do some shit.
I do some.
I feel like you do like Sugar Baby stuff or something.
No.
No, you don't fast some of that?
No, I have a degree, so I haven't gone there yet. I mean, who knows? Maybe I should do some sugar.
You have a degree in what?
Biology, chemistry, and music.
Real? Three?
Yeah, I was a research scientist when I first
Hunter?
Graduated college.
Hunter?
Hunter. No, I went to Stony Brook.
Oh. Why'd you go all the way out there?
Because it's a fucking damn good school.
But it's all the way on Long Island, right?
No, I lived out there for 5 years.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Yeah, Long Island's a nightmare.
The Long Island peoples, the indigenous ones.
They got problems.
They have so many problems. They live in a bubble.
I was out there this weekend. They like literally sit there. When you're doing stand-up, they literally sit there and just go like, they put no effort into anything. Like, this is the way it is. You can't do nothing about it. And then they just look at you. And I'm like, then some woman kept going like, where's Artie? So I was filling in for Artie Lang because he was in jail. She goes, where's Artie? She goes, I go, I don't know. He's in jail. And then she goes, where's Artie? And then at one point I paused. She goes, talk about Artie. I go, I don't know anything about him. I haven't seen him in months. She goes, you just did his podcast 2 days ago. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I go, you mean you listened 2 days ago? That doesn't mean I did it 2 days ago.
Oh, you see?
And she wouldn't shut the fuck up. And I go, listen. And then the owner, after, God bless him, he goes, you know, they really like Artie. Maybe you should have just said, hey, you know, I wish Artie well. But it's like, that's not funny. Nope. I got to fucking get a laugh, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was just berating her.
One day at a time, buddy. One day at a time, pal.
And then her boyfriend was like a total neighbor. Like, he was like, yeah, get it. Go. You tell him, honey. Talk about Artie. I'm like, and I said, how many people in the audience know about Artie? Nobody even clapped.
Right, right.
Nobody.
Who else was on the show?
Carrie Carabas, your favorite.
Yeah, she's great. She goes up there. It's something we always say on the show. That's really
she did good. She did good the first show, and then she ate a lot in between shows, and she fucking didn't do so good the second show.
I mean, she ate a lot of food?
Yeah.
She got like full? She was burping like big old Greek burps?
Yeah, they brought us a lot of food. They treat us good there, James and the crew, but they brought us a bunch of food in between shows, and it was like, and Carrie brings all these fucking friends of hers, like she's Liza Minnelli or something, right, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he brings a bunch of food, and it's all fried, and Carrie and her fucking fat friends wouldn't stop eating it. And then she goes up, and she's like, you could tell she's just going to bomb because she's all fucking bloated. And you're not supposed to do stand-up. You're not supposed
on a full stomach?
Yeah, it's like having a big meal and then trying to have sex. It's just like it doesn't work
right. I've done it.
Yeah, but you got to digest a little bit. Well, I'm sure you've done a lot of things. We'll get to them.
It'd be funny for
we'll get to it.
When Artie does this, performs there, they have like a big platter with like, you know, like straws and like a spoon and a lighter and like, here you go.
Yeah, all different kinds of drugs.
Drugs, stuff he wants.
Yeah. They don't make him any food in between. They just
water for syringes.
Heroin, yeah, meth.
Little crack pipe.
Yeah, just as a goof, they put some marijuana there as a goof.
Because
he hasn't smoked marijuana since third grade.
Oh, my God.
He graduated.
So you can't remember what you did over the weekend.
Okay, I went out. I saw some friends that I haven't seen in a while on it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night. It was good. We went, we just danced, drank a little bit. I only had maybe like 5 drinks, or maybe I'm lying. I had a martini. I started my night with a martini.
Mm.
Then I had a beer. Why? Okay. And then after that, I had 3 other drinks. So what is that? 3, 1, maybe 2. Five. It's like 6.
That's a lot.
Is that a lot?
For a girl?
And I woke up.
What do you weigh? Like 118?
I look that thin. I look at this skinny. No, I'm 150.
150?
Because I'm muscular, baby.
Yeah. She's got a big ass, too. I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. He's got a great ass.
Can you tell that I work out?
How tall are you?
5'9".
So 150, I guess, is that normal?
I mean, I'm...
What's your BMI?
I work out, you know, so.
A lot?
Yeah. I've always weight trained. Yeah, I've weight trained since I was in high school.
What'd you do in high school? Sports.
I played handball. I was captain of my handball team. LaGuardia, what up? 06.
06.
Whatever that is.
I graduated 07?
70-5.
1907.
Wow, that's about right.
Yeah.
I look good, though.
Yeah.
I'm working out.
Yeah. You bench?
Yeah, but I, yeah.
You like the kettlebell?
Kettlebells, yeah, yeah. I do that. I do a lot of high-intensity interval training.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
HIIT. H-I-I-T.
What does that mean?
It means, like, you know, you keep your heart rate up, you're doing burpees, you're doing a lot of jump ropes.
You have a trainer?
No, I train myself.
I have a trainer.
What that means.
I train myself.
I fuck myself.
I don't fuck myself.
I think about
why you jerk off so much today?
Not today, I didn't.
I mean, this weekend.
Because I was bored and alone in a hotel room. My friend is a contractor, so, like, all day Saturday, he was gone. He was like, he lives in fucking Quakertown. And it's like, we were out.
Quakertown.
No, right? So Saturday morning, I got up like 7 a.m. And I'm like, what the fuck? And
then, what are you going to do in Philadelphia at 7 a.m.?
Nothing. Jerk off. So I just started like just jerking off. Jerking.
Should have gone to Vegas. And somebody else would have jerked you off.
Yeah. I'm so annoyed because I didn't have my big iPad. I only had this to jerk off with, which I can barely see. So I'm here like this, like jerking off in this fucking towel. My dick's all red like hamburger meat. Ugh, I'm a disgusting, vile piece of shit.
Don't you like learn things in life?
No.
And like coconut oil.
You should bring some cocoa. But isn't it in like a glass thing? My wife has it. I think it's like in a glass thing.
I mean, you can get it in plastic, but the thing is, you scoop it out, you take a travel size, you don't need a lot.
All right.
A little goes a long way.
I don't know if I would, I don't use lubricant to jerk off with. And I have the inability to get women wet. So... there's a lot of dry sex with me, even alone or with somebody in the room.
You have the inability to get women wet?
Not really. I mean, I'd have it in the past. I remember once my friend that I double...
Happened in the past.
Yeah.
Like a tsunami. I remember one time back in 89, I got a woman wet.
It's one time.
You ever try your finger?
Yeah, you diddle it. Diddle the clit.
No, you do all kinds of shit. First of all, you tell them nice things about themselves. You tell them you like their hair.
My friend,
they're pretty.
My friend,
right? Don't you say, hey, you're pretty.
Yeah, you
say, I like your shoes. That's
no,
what you say.
You say, hey, your pussy looks pretty. You don't say, hey,
pussies
you're
don't
pretty.
Look pretty.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Uh-oh.
Ugh.
Saying.
I'm gay because I.
Yeah. I like to stick it in. I don't like looking at it.
You don't like looking at it?
Not really.
I'll eat it. I'll eat it, but I got to close my eyes.
A raise of hands. Do you like to eat a woman out?
I do, but I don't look at it. When I look at it, it kind of loses
like just close your eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, it loses the something when I have to look at it, because it's not. It's, listen.
So it's like your wife's a very attractive woman, but she's no spring chicken. So you know
what?
No.
Ways to compliment your woman, guys. Okay, listen up.
It's like an 18-year-old vagina looks a lot, you know, less banged up.
I don't think okay, correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys have lived longer and have seen way more vaginas than I have.
Oh yeah.
Does the vagina age?
Yeah, it loses its elasticity.
No, not from the inside. Oh. Okay, I'm talking about just the outside.
Gravity.
I never really look at them.
Yeah.
Gravity.
Gravity.
I mean, you're flat.
Yeah, has it? Yeah.
Your little cunt lips. When you're older, your cunt lips fall down more.
Do they?
Yeah, I guess. But some women have.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, I'm asking scientific. We're being factual here.
The research scientist.
Dr. Steve. I don't think it does much damage.
It doesn't age, right?
No, because, you know, whatever. It doesn't really. There's really not much for it to do.
It gets a little droopier, like breasts.
Like tits
droopier.
Or whatever.
Breasts, we understand. Balls, hey. Do the balls fall?
Yeah.
Let me know.
And then the ass falls too, right? Ass fall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. You know what my mom said one time?
What's that?
Holy shit.
What's your mom?
Well, she's since passed.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. But I think she would be 72 this year.
Oh, wow. She's pretty
73.
Old.
72, 73. Yeah. But... So when I was still living at home when I was younger, I was in the bathroom and just like looking in the mirror doing some dumb shit. And my mom comes over and she's like, wow, you know, your butt really flattens out when you age. She was like looking at my butt. And I just like started laughing because
it does. Well, you sit around and you don't exercise. So your butt, you loses the something.
You get that old man ass because I'm starting to get it.
Yeah, you get like, old man ass for
like,
women.
It's starting to drop. Like my ass. Yeah. Even though I do squats.
That's my worst nightmare.
Well,
yeah.
My worst nightmare is to lose my ass.
Plus, yeah, if you're
it's gonna take a while.
Yeah, you're all right because you work out.
I work out.
Out.
I work out.
If you work out, you can fight it because you got to keep the tone. That's why it loses it because it loses muscle tone as you get older. Tone as you get older. That's the problem. If you don't work out,
if you don't use it, you lose it. Right. People, remember this.
My friend was in when we were on the strip clubs and everything in Philadelphia. He kept saying every girl in here has got a butt implant. He's like pointing.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Plus, they don't spend a lot of money, so they get them on it cheap, and then they die. So it's not really worth it. Like plus, a butt implant.
They go to South America.
Yeah, but butt implant is not doesn't really look great. It doesn't feel great. So
have you felt a fake butt?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Probably.
You don't know how to answer the question, is what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of my head. I think I can tell. I think if it's too, like, if it sticks out too much, I don't mess around with it.
It's so easy to tell when an ass.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think.
So easy. Easier than telling if boobs are fake.
Yeah,
because boobs are like, but an ass, because it gets too big or something.
It's just, if it looks too bubbly.
It's like anything else.
It looks too much like a.
If you spend money, if you like, you can get a great boob job. It just costs a lot more. Like you can get like Matthew McConaughey. That guy was fucking bald until like
who?
Matthew McConaughey or Mahanahay, however you say his last name. You know the guy. There's a movie where he had AIDS.
Mahogany.
But you look at him now. He's got like he's got fucking
Mahogany.
Head of hair like a third grade boy. And my buddy who's like
hot.
Who's obsessed with like hair transplants and toupees.
He's got a Hispanic wife.
Excuse me.
He does.
Yeah.
Did he marry his housekeeper or something?
No, that was me.
Exactly.
No, but he's got a Hispanic wife, and I told my wife, I go, that's the new thing. Everybody's stealing from me now with the
marrying Hispanic wife.
Hispanic wife. No, because it used to be Asian, and now guys are going to Hispanic because everybody knows Asian people have terrible personalities. Asian women,
you know.
No, it's just they all have the same personality. They're very like boring, and then they have that hideous laugh.
I heard that they're like freaks in bed.
They're quiet. They're told like culturally. Can you ever watch Asian porn?
Asia is like a big place, right? So like there's different types.
Oh, they're all exactly the same.
No, I don't.
Tiny little
so.
People. I do like. I
think Asian women they do what you'll tell them. I think or in the back in the day.
Maybe well who Chinese?
You say eat my ass, Chinese. They'll eat your ass because they're very submissive. You know.
Every day I gotta eat this guy's ass. This is disgusting.
At least at the hand job place they do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know if they in real life. No, I date a lot of Asian women.
Yeah.
You did.
One Hispanic,
appeal?
Huh?
What's the appeal?
I think they're first of all I can take them in a fight and because they're little and second of all I thought they were hot. I had a half Asian. Half Korean, half American girlfriend.
She 150%.
She was fucking. She was amazing looking. So, and then she was good sexually. And then I kind of got hooked for a while.
Yeah.
But then it was kind of like chasing a dragon, and it was never
literally.
It was never the same or whatever. But I still liked them because their pussies are tight, and they don't smell.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah, their pussies are tight because attrition. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. If you're only sticking little dicks in there for centuries, your pussy's not going to get big.
Right.
That's true.
That's why black women, they probably have gigantic vaginas.
That's what I hear too, but is that true?
Probably just because they need the room. Where the Asian dicks are so little that you don't need a big vagina.
No, there's some truth.
That's probably why a lot of white men like Asian women.
Yeah, the guys, the little
better about themselves.
Yeah, little white guys, and then the Asian women like them because they have a job and their dicks aren't big.
Right.
You know what I mean, but they're Americanized.
They have a job. That's true.
And they have good looking kids.
Look at this. We're solving all the world's fucking.
All right, if you just break it down, it all makes sense.
It does.
I even tweeted today. It makes sense that do you guys see the scary black movie Us? Did you see it?
No.
Anyway, I said it makes sense that black filmmakers are making scary movies because black people have been scaring white people for years. You know what I mean? So it's like they know how to scare us. They know just what.
How'd that movie do with the box office?
They're good.
Not really well.
They had a better weekend than you.
I think you had a better weekend than a lot of us.
It was just long.
Than all of us, than both of us.
Oh, it was a plan. It was a plan. He's a degenerate. It's a plan. He has like plans where he goes away to party. And then every weekend where he parties too much, he comes in all either puked on Monday. He blames it on something to eat, some dirty clams. Or he blames it on Philadelphia.
Yeah. City of brotherly puke.
So how'd you get back? You took the train?
No, I took a Lyft back.
Lyft? Really?
Your wife's gonna kill you.
Dude.
I'm gonna help your wife kill you.
That's insanity.
It was her idea.
To take a Lyft?
So my buddy lives in Quakertown, okay, which is
I guess on Sunday it's not gonna cost a fortune, right?
$122.
Oh, that's
was bad. And it trains at least that.
Well, if I
trains like 80. Yeah,
exactly. So I was like, fuck it. I was at the Hard Rock Cafe in the morning having a couple of screwdrivers, and then the bartender and I were talking, and I said, would you look at my phone for Lyft? And we did it. He goes, you know what? Because I was going to take a Lyft to Trenton and jump on the Amtrak, or not Amtrak, New Jersey Transit. And it was like 80 to Trenton. And then I'm like, well, how much to Brooklyn? And he goes, 122.60.
That's crazy.
That.
Yeah.
And the kid that drove me is this young black kid, and he was so nice. And I get to the car, and he goes, we're going to New York. I've never been there before.
Oh, he was all excited?
Yeah, he was all fired up.
Aw, that's so awesome.
It was nice, so.
So he spent the day, probably?
No, I don't know.
Did you keep in touch?
I told him, I said, go see your show.
It's like a make-a-wish for the young black the young black kid.
Young
black. I'm going to New York.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go see Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
and,
motherfucker.
We'll go to the top of Empire State Building.
Probably selling crack already.
Right.
Probably never left Brooklyn.
Hanging
around with Jay. He's in East New York now. He's fucking... We just shot a cop.
He realized he could make a lot more money in New York driving people.
He really can. I took a Uber from Governor's back, and then the guy's like, yeah, I never come to the city. So I always kind of feel bad for the guy, because now he's not going to make any money going back. But maybe he will. I don't know. But it's not my problem, right?
Not your problem. You can't. You're not in charge of everybody.
Yeah, I can't rule the world.
Is it sold out at Governor's?
No. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Brian's
hey, Brian, how'd you know the Uber driver was black if you're blind?
Because I have side vision, so I knew. Plus, he smelled like corn chips. Just kidding. Let's have a little fun.
What were you thinking whenever you sat down in the barber chair to get that haircut?
You know what? I kind of like it, but I mean, I don't know. If my hair grows so quickly, like, fuck it. I'll just get it. It'll in 2 weeks, it'll just be like.
You got to cut today?
Oh, I got to cut on Friday.
You guys are missing the fade, too. It, like, goes from nothing. Kind of something.
Maybe this guy knows. Why are there so many, like, Russians and Ukrainians? And why are they always... They're like the barbers now. Like, all over New York.
Well, down here in Texas, this is all Latinos.
Oh.
Because it's not, like...
Demographics.
It's not a good job now. Being a barber is not a good job. People don't want to be a barber.
Did you fall under a lawnmower or something?
If you're a Dominican, you have all the clients in the world. The Dominican barbershops are popping.
But I'm saying, but if you're dealing with white dudes like him, it's not a great job. But if you're like if you're at a black barbershop or a Dominican barbershop, everybody comes in every week.
Every week,
it's a hangout.
And then
you can get side jobs, and you can
play poker in the back.
Play poker,
you're
banging bitches.
Yeah,
doing some blow.
It could be blowing me in the back. You know what I mean? Hey, what's going on with this fight on Wednesday, Brian? I haven't seen any promotion.
It's Monday.
Monday, but Kevin and I are gonna make a little Facebook Live video where maybe you can teach me, maybe you can train me a little bit. So I'm boxing.
Next Monday.
Next Monday. What's the guy's name?
Gino.
Gina.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Gina Biscotti.
Yeah, you forgot his name.
Can I be the ref?
Gina.
Yeah, you can be the card girl.
We need a card girl.
I'm gonna be the card girl, baby.
Yeah.
Do you wear a bikini?
So
would you be okay with that? A little objectifying.
I could wear maybe just a little.
Yeah, wear like a one piece or something.
I think she'll need another swimsuit garment for that nose of hers, dude. That thing.
Oh my God! By the way, really?
You know,
anything for you to say? That was
it's just
nice.
Like, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, have a little fucking class. So.
Imagine they didn't say the N word.
It matches with the ass.
N word.
Oh, boo.
Oh, I thought he was off.
Why do people, like, come up with some original jokes? You know what I'm saying? You want to be funny? Be
look
fucking funny.
All right, hang up on him.
Listen, thank you for calling.
I have one guest and she's going to leave. She's
going to leave. Right.
Yeah. It's like, can you stop? Okay, you see my nose? Did everyone get a good look at it? Does it look good to you?
It's a beautiful nose. It's a beautiful nose.
So all of you, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it anymore. The end. Capiche?
It matches your ass. It's like proportionate.
Right, exactly. You need something in the front to match the back.
You're very pretty girl.
I dated a girl one time. She was a lot younger than me, you know? And she had big tits, so I never really complained. But she always had a mustache, you know?
Ugh, really?
Yeah, like not a... But she was a lesbian, too, so I thought it was like part of being a lesbian.
You dated her?
Yeah, we dated for like 7 years. But she was dating a woman. She was dating a woman before. Anyway, so I had to take her to this high-profile function, this party.
Right.
So she says to me, should I get rid of my mustache? I'm like, you've been waiting for this?
Oh, my God.
Get rid of your... So you've been waiting for fucking occasion? Yeah, so yeah. I never brought it up.
Like, no...
I'm like, nobody's perfect.
Like, no, Groucho, keep it on.
And she was... Yeah, get rid of the glasses, too. But I'm like, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, you are waiting for me to fucking take you somewhere nice before you get rid of the mustache? So
you couldn't just do it for me?
No, you couldn't just do it. Like, I know if you're a woman, if you're dating women, other women, I guess they don't give a fuck. But I didn't give a fuck either. But, you know, she was like fucking 17 years younger than me. What am I going to do? Fucking yell at her?
Just have her get your lip waxed.
See, you're a gentleman.
Huh?
I'm like Sean. You're a gentleman.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman. Is that who called? Sean?
Yeah, this fucker. Sean.
I couldn't even say.
Who calls? Like, hey.
I'm from Texas.
You have a bad haircut. You got a big nose. N-word. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I had a full day.
He's coming.
He's ready for a nap.
I'm not swinging.
You know, that's, I have to tell you, that's the one thing that I don't understand about, like, some of these guys. It's like, you know, I love all of you, but I love the nice ones of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they can't. First of all, it's a comedy show, so they think they got to be dicks. But also, it's like he can't get you, so he's got to insult you. I do it myself half the time.
There's a way to be a dick that, like, makes sense.
All right, well, tell him how should he do it next time.
Oh, I mean, well, first off, it can't come out of nowhere. That's the other thing. A lot of people just do it out of nowhere. They just, like, have the conversation, and then, oh, and by the way, your nose. It's like, bro.
So he should have soft-selled you a little bit? Like, hey, what's that?
Maybe, like, butter me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, hey, talk about the cocoa stuff. Yeah. I mean, the
do
coconut
something.
Stuff. And then
kind of slip
and
in.
And then go, hey, yeah, do you use it on that nose of yours?
Yeah, you know, that would have been funny.
You got a big schnoz there, lady.
What do you use on that?
Use all the coconuts in the world will be gone.
Yeah.
Put it on that fucking nose.
See, look, that's funny.
Thank you.
I laugh. Sean, like,
hey,
not funny.
Sam
Fuck
over
you.
Here.
You know what I mean?
Party of one. Well, I think you're I would come
Thank
at you. I would come at you so hard if I was single.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
You like when a guy eats your ass?
Actually, I do.
All right, you are from the Bronx then.
She lost her anal virginity before her
other. No
That's
way.
For all of you who didn't know, when I was doing Brian's interview show at his house in a bedroom.
Was Adam was there?
Yeah.
It always makes it safe when Adam's there.
Yeah. Adam, like a little
If it was just you and whoever, it would be awkward.
Right.
But Adam makes it all professional.
Adam's a little cock blocker.
He really is.
Yeah.
No, he's
Yeah, for sure. In the shower, first time. It was good.
And how old were you?
17.
And how old was the guy?
21.
So he wanted to do it that way?
Oh, I did. We were debating, like, oh, should we have sex? Because we were both virgins.
Okay. Oh.
And
you don't want to get pregnant?
No, it had nothing to do. I didn't even think about any of that. It was just like, you know what? Yeah, put on my ass.
Wow.
It was like,
and it was all wet? You were wet?
We're in the shower.
Brian, that's what you should do. Because you say you can't get a woman wet. You just take him to the shower.
Shower.
Or bring a
Happy now, bitch!
Bring, like, one of those super soakers with you.
Exactly.
Wherever
I didn't
you
know
go.
About coconut oil back then. Oh, had I known, though.
Yeah, but you don't do it as much anymore. You only do it when you do it, right? You don't plan on anal, right? It just happens, right?
Of course, it just happens. Who the fuck plans that?
That's what I'm saying.
Not a porn star.
It's not like you're like, oh, I'm gonna do anal today.
But you have to evacuate.
It's in the moment. Like if I feel it.
Yeah.
You have to evacuate though. Don't you have to like take an enema or something?
No.
No, I mean,
that's gay,
I know
guys.
What to do. No, but it's true. I mean, listen. How do I explain this? It kind of feels like a plan for any of you who's had anything up your ass before.
Bill Schwartz.
he's no, had
it
many
feels,
things.
It, you know, there's like some suction action going on. So it kind of, you know, you really do need to like go beforehand, make sure that, you know,
you just
want to be cautious
you
about
get
it.
Any mud on the helmet.
Yeah.
And then you got to play with her pussy as you're fucking in the
I've never had any nightmare stories.
No. Well. Like I said, I had that girlfriend of mine. I used to put a hairbrush up her ass, and I would come in a condom, and I'd pull it out, and it'd be covered in poop. I mean, it's
but she was probably she was a girlfriend, or
yeah,
just
yeah. But
somebody?
If it's covered it in any kind of feces, that's like you don't know what the hell you're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Remember, I fingered a girl's ass one time. I was at a hotel, and then in the morning I woke up. There was like shit on the, but not a lot. But I figured it was just on my finger. I didn't notice it. And then
always
I,
scared of that.
I was sleeping. I just whatever. I don't know.
Kevin said Kevin's wife said on one of our shows that she put her finger up his ass and like, 10 years ago and it still smells bad.
Damn.
One time I've actually said your wife and didn't do that stupid impersonation of her.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Is it Sean again?
I want to kill myself. That's great. The metaphor for my entire life.
Actually, you called the suicide hotline. You got a dial tone.
You know if you do if you say to Siri. You hear one? Let's try it.
Yeah, if you say I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, Siri, I want to kill myself.
It sounds like talking with someone might help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Call them.
They were like, call your mother.
No, call them.
I want to talk to them.
See what they say.
What if I'm on the phone with
Don't
them and I'm tying up the line? And some guy's like, ah, you know, I'm like,
He's like literally about to jump.
Brody Stevens.
Yeah, Brody Stevens coming.
See what they say to you. What would you say to them? Why are you depressed?
I would just be like, I would say I have a feeling. I was at a hotel over the weekend and I was going to jump off the balcony.
I was at a Marriott and I was very depressed about it.
Marriott Courtyard.
I usually stay at nicer places.
Yeah, my dick was covered in rashes from the. And it got better today. And I'm such a hypochondriac that I'm.
Why
like,
was your wife? Why did your wife think you were crying?
I just told her. I said I just don't care about anything anymore. I just don't have like the capacity for human emotion.
You know what fixes all this?
What? Blowjob.
Huh? Blowjobs too, but go on a yacht.
Go on a yacht. That's like the dumbest fucking thing. How about that boat?
What are you talking about?
A boat almost capsized in Norway this weekend.
Really? Why?
So boats are dumb because you go on a.
If you're on like a sound somewhere, you go on a boat, bring like some fucking maybe.
Hot bitches?
Maybe don't bring alcohol in your case because you might jump over.
Popping bottles.
Pop champagne. Fuck it. Why not? One bottle.
First, I'll pop strips all the chummies, honeys, baby bunnies, wanting money.
So you're saying going on a boat? Going on a boat will do
it. On a boat, sunset time, summer. Summertime, sunset time.
They're so simple. Yeah. They really are like, I like long walks on the beach. That's what women like.
I don't like to walk so much. I like bike rides.
So you want to be on a boat?
Yes. I'll be on a boat. Fuck it. Why not? You know?
Hey, you just said that'll break. Let's say it'll break your mood. A bad mood, being on a boat.
Yeah.
I just feel like
I think that would work for a lot of people.
See him drunk on a boat and he falls overboard.
And then he's really going to have to sink or swim. In which case.
This is not working. He's drowning in the fucking ocean.
I just honestly.
This is not working at all.
If you're going to like drink, wear a life vest.
Everybody else is partying. They're all beautiful. He's wearing a big orange life vest with his dumb haircut. Yeah. Where are we? You're in a sand.
Wash up.
There's Billy Joel.
I just honestly think that, you know, like we're all going to die anyways. So let's just get it over with.
I don't feel that way. No. I'm actually afraid of dying.
I'm afraid
you can do assisted. I just saw in the news. You can see in New Jersey. You can have assisted suicide now.
Really? No.
Yeah. So I'm going to look into it.
Assisted.
Do you have to be a resident, or can you visit?
Eric, can you look that up? It was on AB. It was on Channel 7 News at 12 o'clock. So it's probably a big story. Go to NJ.com probably. No, but I don't know if you need to have like be sick or you just go like fuck it. I want someone to kill me.
Some guy's got a heart on. He's like, yeah, I'll, you know, ready to die.
No, my wife wants me dead. I know she wants me dead. She wants to start dating other guys. No, I feel sorry for my wife now because this weekend I was not home at all because I had to go to fucking Long Island early. I had to leave at like
you're
4 o'clock.
You work at night.
It doesn't matter. It's still set. It's like you're blind. You're blind. So it still settles in like, okay, I work at night. It's not a fucking great gig because women want to go out. Don't they want to go out?
Does she not capitalize on that, like, and go out when you're working?
What do you mean?
Like,
go out where?
Women want to go out.
Yeah, she don't. We have kids. We have kids, huh?
Oh,
they want to go out. Women like to go out. Women want to go to the fucking out. They want to be out. They want
to go to the fucking out.
No, they want to wear their clothes. They want to wear their fancy shoes.
Yeah,
they want to be seen. Even if they're fucking married, they still want to be seen. It's a mental disease. I know what it is.
A mental disease.
A mental illness.
I want to live life in heels. In dresses on red carpets. If any of you can make that happen, call me.
Sean from Texas.
You know what I mean?
Sean from Texas.
Sean from
Texas. You gotta fix that nose.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, right. Like, Mira, listen. I'll get with you, but you gotta fix that shit, you know?
Yeah.
No, fuck you, Sean. You'll never have a chance after that.
All the cocaine in the world in one time. Sniff it up, there you go.
Sorry, Kevin, it's only a terminal illness where you could take your own life.
Right.
So you have to be the doctor has to say you're dying.
Yeah, like if a few months left to live, I guess.
And who can do it? Who can manifest? Who can administer it?
I don't.
Just the doctor or my wife?
Assisted. Yeah, I guess you could ask the doctor to do it.
Jesus. How you feel today?
They did that in some other state too. I remember this woman had a brain cancer. It was like terminal. And she ended up, it was like on the news somewhere. I read this article years ago. I think that's why I'm scared. But it was kind of nice because like, you don't have to suffer.
What'd your mom die of?
Breast cancer.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. How old was she?
69.
Don't make a joke about that.
Yeah, great age to go out, though.
They do a lot to Chinese kids because of the euthanasia.
He's almost back to normal. He's making bad puns, everybody. I don't think he's going to throw up after all.
I'm right there though. I could seriously throw up. Like if we were in a bathroom, I could certainly throw up.
You're not kidding, right?
No.
Oh, God.
I throw up a lot. My wife.
Because you drink a lot and you don't eat enough.
Yeah.
Brian, we're going to have a serious talk after the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get your life back.
I'm going home, going right to bed. I'm just going to go home and go right to bed. To my wife, I said, and I left my fucking orange and white blind guy stick on the fucking subway coming in town today.
No way.
Way.
So where do you get another one?
Garrett, Amazon Prime. Let's order me. I got to go to Amazon. It's two. You get two of them for like $25.
Oh, they sell them Amazon?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ, what don't they sell?
They gave me Helen Keller, the first time I was telling the guys, Helen Keller gave me one, and it was clearly, like, used, and I think it was full of, like, lead, and had, like, a big ivory bottom. It was, like, it folded up, it was, like, this huge, this big stick, and I was, like, this is, like, 1920 or something. Maybe with, like, you know, elephant skin. And that was the one that I got, I started crying in Central Park, and I beat a tree with it and threw it in the lake.
Why were you crying that time? Because you're blind?
I fell over a bench.
Aww. Oh, my God. You're like fucking Mr. Magoo.
Did someone catch that on the tape?
That would have made $25,000 on that video show.
Well, think about it. It was like in the middle of the day, too, and it was right by, you know, the duck pond.
He was trying to talk to a girl. He flipped
right
over
by the plaza.
Flipped over the bench.
And there's families. Like, I always think it's funny when you clearly tourists, and they're walking by, and I have these glasses on. I'm in the street, and I'm going, yo, fucking cocksucker. And I was crying. I was legitimately crying.
That's
and I throw this thing. I always think, like, people from New York would, I mean, like, just, tourists would be like, oh, we're a crazy New Yorker we saw throwing stuff in the lake.
Blind guy. Even blind guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Hope it's not Gino.
It is Gino. Gina?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
No, it's Gino.
Hola, Gino.
I'm calling in to talk smack because I'm boxing a blind man in a week. Woo. How you doing, guys?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for talking this morning.
Sorry, I would have rang in sooner, but I was laughing about Lucy's mother dying of cancer.
What do you think about her?
Callbacks to our show.
What do you think about her nose?
So you're not really going to kill yourself, Brian, are you? I mean, I know you're feeling that way. Now you know how your listeners feel when they're watching this show. You get a Kev because they want to kill themselves. By the way, when you get home, Bri, if you need to go to sleep quickly, just replay this show.
Oh, right, Gino. Who's writing for you?
Do we do a weigh-in? I weigh 178. What do you weigh, fat tits? Not you, Flutzy. What do you weigh?
My tits have minimal fat.
I actually just weighed myself this morning. I'm 5'11", 207. So I've got
to... Really? That's not bad, dude.
Not bad. Do I have to lose 35 pounds? Are we in the right weight class? I mean,
are you throwing up?
No, we're both in the wing.
You're not 207.
I'm 207.
The industry class, so yeah. It's the same one. We're the same one there, dude.
But to be perfectly candid, Gina, I have a lot of rage issues and anger issues, and I know we have these giant kind of novelty.
I thought you were clinically depressed. You got to pick a side, faggot. Either you're angry,
right,
or you're going to man up and off yourself. You got to pick a side.
It's like manic. It's manic.
I could be your life coach, actually.
Yeah, it's manic anyway. I got Kevin's coaching me. I'm gonna chase chickens on like Rocky.
You gotta learn how to.
You ain't got the eye of the tiger. This Gina Biscotti, she's gonna wipe the floor with you, Brian.
He's a killer.
She's a killer. You think you're a drunk?
I'm chicken around my apartment covered in grease, but I was doing that before we booked this fight. So
there we go. Yeah, but I'm really
there. We go.
I'm really planning on trying to really hurt you.
He might bite
you. That's fine. I'm just planning on getting really hammered with you before the fight, just so we can pass out before the fight and disappoint Berg and Brennan. But
no.
Whatever you got to do, pal.
I appreciate it. I was astonishing, though, because I was going around, I called people in L.A., and I was like, is this Gina Biscotti? He did our show twice, and he's kind of a nightmare. And everyone was like, people didn't know who he was, and they were going, oh, God, what, he's a hack, he's terrible. So I was like, but he's got...
God. By the way, I will be in L.A. in 2 weeks doing shows at clubs.
Okay.
Drop some of the names of the people you're making up that said that, and we'll send tweets out of those people saying that. So they're like, Brian, I don't know him. He doesn't come in comedy clubs. He wouldn't know what to do.
Let's just say the name rhymes.
You can win with that bit if you want to, handsome.
Let's just say that maybe the name rhymes with Kim Keffries.
Okay.
Or
I will catch up with Jim Jefferies. I know a lot of the writers on his show, and I'll see if you want to do a little wager on that. If I can get video of Jim Jefferies saying who the fuck is this Brian guy and why was he, and then he'll say, and who the fuck are you again? Because he knows neither of us. You want to play that game?
How about another comedian whose name rhymes with Fodemosa? Perhaps?
I don't even know that one.
How about a Lark Laren?
First of all, Marin knows me. But if you're implying Jim Jefferies knows me and says I'm annoying, I would take that as a compliment now that I think about it.
No, I didn't talk to Jim about it. I can't get Jim on the phone anymore. He's gotten...
All right, I can't either. All right, I will see you next week. We'll grab a drink before that. Later,
get
guys.
Get ready for some pain.
May the best man win.
That was some great promotion. Who taught him how to do it? Don King?
Yeah. He's going to spend all time. Oh.
We got to do a way. We got to do a. We're going to do a blood alcohol thing. Yeah. I think instead of a weigh-in.
Oh, you should have a breathalyzer.
Yeah, we have one. We have one. We're going to do a breathalyzer. Nice. So, because we've been testing him lately. He's really. He was 0.17 last time we did the show.
0.17.
Yeah, and 0.08 is legally drunk.
Damn. Well, what I think
in
is
every state except Alaska.
I want to have a stipulation. Like, I want to say whoever I want. There should be like a referee. There should be judges.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get Kumi to referee, and then Louisa will be she'll be the car girl.
Whoever loses has to do something like terrible.
Has to eat her ass.
That's not terrible, Poppy. Let me tell you, that's fucking great.
He has to blow her nose. It takes an hour and a half.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you.
I'm just joking around.
My nose probably looks bigger on camera than it is in real life.
Everyone looks horrible.
You look amazing with those glasses on. Jesus Christ.
Pretty good. She also smell good, too. I think it's because your hair.
Should be a sunglasses model.
Yeah. Well, you got the good bridge for it.
Never going to fall off.
That's what
She's on like a cat.
Had like an earthquake.
Yeah. She's on like a catamaran of sideways, hanging upside down.
Catch me on my fucking yacht, bitches.
Yeah, my yacht. I could buy you one if it was on.
Women all want to have a boat.
I could buy her one.
Want to be on a boat.
I can't swim, so not really. I just want to be on it.
You'll be sitting in with the fucking orange life
vest. I'm going to be with the life vest on, yeah.
Like, you know those water wings?
Yeah.
I'd buy you a boat if there was one on sale.
I'll take a sailboat.
Right. Maybe you could go to the poop deck, if you know what I mean. No, you
oh
like
my God, he's getting back to normal.
Oh, you like the poop deck.
Now the doctor's like, he's making puns. He's off a life support.
Poop, poop.
He's making sailboat puns.
I have a suicide update if you want all the stats.
Yeah.
So you have to get two doctors to say that you're going to die in at least 6 months. Then you have to ask for the medication 3 times. Twice orally and then once in writing before receiving it. The written request would have to be witnessed by 2 people, including one who's not a family member, a beneficiary, or blah, blah, blah. The patient then is required to self-administer the medicine.
Wow.
So you get it and you have to swallow it yourself.
I'm just going to jump off the bridge instead. Less paperwork.
Yeah. It's like 18 people.
For real?
And everyone's going to be like, hey, he's going to kill himself. All right.
You got a notary public in there.
You know.
Because they're afraid of the lawyers. The lawyers are going to sue everybody if something goes wrong. How about that fucking Michael Levante? He's now getting in trouble with Nike. I saw that on the news coming in. What did he do, Garrett?
Extortion. It says the headlines.
What did he do? He's what did he do? He's going to tell them where the Chinese kid make the sneakers.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I just saw the headline.
Who is Michael Levante?
He was the Stormy Daniels lawyer.
Oh, okay.
He was on like every show for a while when she was suing Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Now Nike's he's in trouble.
Pretty much he threatened to reveal negative publicity and wanted $25 million.
Oh, from Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that. You can't really extort people.
Negative fuck it. You know what? What? $25 million?
Did he swoosh
That's like some negotiating deal that I would make.
I'd
be like, I need $25 million, and like, you can kiss
my nose. How about 24? No, I need 25.
I need 25.
And I don't negotiate either.
He swoosh into the office and demand his money.
Why?
Swoosh. Let them know.
Oh, swoosh.
All right.
I got it.
He don't work for Nike. He was trying to extort them.
Just do it.
Just
Who
pay
cares?
It.
Just pay it.
I don't know, man.
You're on the Tinder?
Am I on Tinder? What?
Yeah, where do you meet guys? Guys talk to you on the train?
Oh my God! Yeah, some guys just.
Yeah, but you're
run
tall,
up
so do guys think you're a tranny because you're tall?
No, I've never been called a man.
Never.
Me neither.
Or thought that I was once a man.
You said me neither.
No.
Never. No one's ever thought you were a man.
Never in my life.
I thought my wife was a man when I met her.
You were so disappointed.
She was single.
I have like a.
She was single.
Face, you know.
Yeah.
Like this can't be a man's face.
Yeah, you're right. The
feminine features. You can always. I told you that.
Look how she poses. She says something. She poses. You really are a model.
Yeah,
She knows how to hold a pose.
She's a fitness model. You should sell your panties and stuff on the internet.
No, I was thinking about.
I mean, all the girls that come here do.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I heard.
They all do. They're all
I'm one level up. Yeah, so you I found definitely the company.
Are. That's why it was a hard time getting you here.
Yeah, it was. You didn't know about me for a long time, now you know.
That's that Karen Fegan girl, which how she sells. She sells like her used tampons and she'll sell anything.
She goes on Chip just to promote her fucking online sales of underwear and whatever.
You use Q-tips, Kleenexes, she doesn't give a shit. She just empties out her trash can.
Anything with any kind of fluid on it.
Fluid on it, just like empty.
Bodily fluid.
Gentlemen, if you're one of these people who purchase... women's fucking dirty ass underwear, let me know who you are.
And also, as a parting...
I'm going to stay away from you.
As a parting gift, when she...
You don't like to be disgusting with your man? With your boy toy?
Yeah, but okay. Disgusting how? How are we talking?
Like, just do dirty stuff. Guys like to be dirty. Guys like to be dirty.
Yeah. Actually, no. That's not entirely true. I've had guys... tell me to tone it down. And I don't even think I'm all that toned
up. Down.
You know what I mean?
Because you make a lot of noise at his mom's house?
No, just tone it, like, with the whole, like, being into it, like, dirty talk, da-da-da. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, the whole, like, what makes it passionate and hot.
Like, shit in my fucking...
Some guys are just like...
Well, sometimes if somebody's talking too much, it makes me come too quick. It gets me too aroused.
No, I don't talk
I told
much.
My wife the other day, I said, shut your fucking mouth. I didn't say it like that, but I'm like, stop talking.
Because it's too good.
And actually, when she did my interview show as a parting gift, she got a tampon.
I did.
Yes. She's like, does your wife have any tampons?
You're like, I don't know, check. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have a tampon?
I fucking forgot it.
Yep. And you were about to go, are you already bleeding?
Yeah, I was like, I needed to change it.
I had to clean the couch.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, being a woman is ridiculous.
Sold the couch.
You
go to Philadelphia.
Karen Feehan, get over here. I'm going to sit on this couch. I'm going to get double my money. I'm
selling all these cushions.
Dude, my wife had a woman. It's terrible. I gotta remember so much shit. I gotta remember bringing a tampon when it's that time. I gotta remember.
But isn't it always in your purse anyway? Tampons?
No, I don't. I hate carrying. I don't have a bag. I have a book bag, and it's maybe this big. I carry my wallet, my phone, my keys, my headphones.
How about a tampon?
No, I never carry tampons. That's why I'm in need.
I even carry them.
You should put you make one like an earring, like a little tampon holder. Just...
How controversial would that be?
It'll come out.
I made tampon earrings.
Yeah.
You're a feminist.
Yeah.
What do you think about that guy beating up that grandma on the train?
Oh my God, he got caught. P.S. He did get caught. Fuck you, dude, who beat that.
Oh, you're on it. You're against what he did?
Oh, well, let's see. Like, somebody just coming along and
I thought it was Jimmy Martinez
in the face.
Yo!
He said,
give me your seat.
He said she threatened to kill him and his stepdaughter. She said, I'm going to kill you. But she
I didn't
was crazy.
Hear the audio.
Huh?
Oh, there is no. She said
no, she was threatening the he for like a couple of minutes there. She said she was going to kill him, his baby mom. I don't know. It was his stepdaughter and his girlfriend, and so the girlfriend's now like, "No, she kept saying she was going to kill us." So he kicked her in the face 20 times.
Oh my God, but that's
probably
what
like a deranged lady.
Do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, shame on you. If you're a New Yorker, I mean, just yesterday I saw two schizos walking around this area.
Yeah, they're teaming up. That's how crazy it's getting, the schizos.
The schizos. They're just walking around, like, threatening people in the street. That's what they do, but you know not to take it seriously.
No, I don't like it now when people are talking shit and you don't know if they're listening to something on their phone or are they, you know what I mean? You don't know if they have something in their ear. So if the lady, maybe she's just rapping. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to stab you.
She dead?
Huh? No.
She's
fine.
Oh, she's fine. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but honestly.
He had a job, though. He lost his job, I bet. That's why you can't kick a bitch on a train.
Have you ever, one of my favorite videos.
I think we can, right? Will we get fired if I kick that lady on the train?
I just think.
She threatened his kid, right?
Yeah. Who cares?
That's not telling Keith. She threatened my kid.
Yeah.
Poor little.
We've all been there.
I got to kick a grandma in the face.
Well, you're right.
And he goes, gold star that motherfucker or world star that motherfucker.
Gold star.
He goes, world star that motherfucker.
You know what gold star means, right?
Yeah, I pick the wrong words sometimes. Yeah. It is Monday. Who gives a shit?
No, I pick the wrong words every other sentence sometimes. Really? It's okay.
Yeah, tell me, who cares?
Have you guys ever seen that triple eight ball fight on the train where the guy slaps a girl in the face?
What?
Can you find that, please?
Triple H?
No, it's 8-ball. Guy's wearing an 8-ball jacket, and it's like the subway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
5:30 in the morning. You got to see this. It took two seconds.
Is it gory?
Well, no, there's a girl. There's like this big guy, and he's got one of those 8-ball jackets on.
How do you know it's 5:30 in the morning?
It's, I don't know. It was, I, no.
It was
after the bars were closed, and it was right near the West Coast station.
Oh.
And the car was like packed. I mean, people fucking take the train at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I used to when I was drunk as fuck at 18.
Yeah. So it was
went
like,
to the Bronx.
He's up there. Here you go.
Oh, God, what's this?
Oh, you know me? Oh!
And then now a guy is fighting him? Oh no, is the girl fighting him?
This is like my nightmare.
Oh my God. Is that a woman? No, no, he's fighting.
No, everybody starts fighting.
Dude, what the fuck? That's that ghetto shit, man. Yeah, what train was this? The 2 train?
It was the D. Where the guy is? The guy does that.
The D on the way to the Bronx, I bet you. I fucking bet you.
But the girl was taunting him, and it turns out the guy was, like, autistic. And she was, like, making fun of his jacket. And
that's
they
what
were
I'm
like,
going to say.
Was he real? Yeah.
Okay. We're going to wear, like, one of those, like,
I ain't naming you.
I'm a little retarded.
You're going to wear one of those, like, smocks and a painter's thing. I'm autistic.
Now I'm going to wear an 8-ball jacket and blame the 8-ball jacket. This jacket makes you do crazy shit.
Yeah. I can't get on board with any of this nonsense,
no,
you know?
Well, you don't want to get hit in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Mm-hmm.
I love to love. You know
Why
what I'm
you
saying?
Because
I grew up in the fucking Bronx. My parents didn't take me to no fucking pool.
You didn't swim at a fire hydrant?
I went to the beach when I was like 15. That's already too late. You know what I mean? And it was the Bronx, Orchard Beach,
Puerto
Rico land.
Yeah, it was all fucking needles and shit.
Yeah.
Artie Lang.
I saw him at the handball courts, chilling.
Right up the hill is the Larchmont Yacht Club. Fabulous. Want to talk about a nice club? Oof. Good.
Right up the hill from the Orchard Beach?
7-8 miles, probably.
It's not right up the
Larchmont.
Hill.
A lot of people I know, actually, from the Bronx, they don't know how to swim. But it makes sense, right? Like, if you grew up in
Where
Croatia,
are you going to learn how to swim, man? The city pools suck.
I went to pools.
There's private swim clubs.
It was a private
And you go to that's the city pool in Central Park. I would see it, like, if I'm riding my bike through Central Park when I used to, whatever. Anyway, and then it's only there for like an hour. The hours are irregular. And then when they open, it's packed, so you can't even swim. You just basically stand in the fucking
you get
water.
Squashed by little kids.
No, but you can't really swim. It's just because the pools are jammed.
It depends. There's a pool on York and 77th on the Upper East Side.
I used to live near there too, but it's the same thing.
No,
but it's
actually very nice. In the summertime and the day, like in the daytime, I'll go there and I'll just chill, try to tan.
You can swim though.
Yeah,
it's lanes are open.
Yeah, there's. For the most part, you can do it, yeah. I mean, there's still people, you know, but it's just not as packed.
Yeah, there's a lot of old people over there, right?
Older people, and the
Jews.
The
How do you feel about the Jews? You date Jewish guys?
I have dated some, and not that great. You know what
I mean? Didn't care for it?
Yeah. They were... Oh, God.
Not sexy,
this
right?
Not really. They don't know how to be passionate. Oh. On top of that, this one guy, talk about penny pincher, for real. And I...
On the contrary, I love your nose. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
She's like Barbara Streisand, my new girlfriend. Look, she's unbelievable.
Sing a little something. The way we were.
Give us a tune. give us a tune. Friday night, she's got to open all the doors for me because it's Shabbos. What are you going to do? Look at that ass. My God. It looks like it's brisket.
Jewish.
It looks like a big piece of brisket. I want to put some latkes in it.
Jewish girls do have big asses.
I love Jewish women. I love Jewish women. Oh, my gosh.
I don't care for the men, though. Too cheap. Turn off.
What would a guy do to be cheap?
Just like if
make
we're out.
Make you pay?
Okay, put it this way.
You really need to use four Kleenexes?
Make a long story short. Jesus.
Is that a nose joke?
Oh, man.
You know what?
Sorry.
Fuck all of you.
No, I'm just kicking.
All right. No, to make a long story short, I was with... I just lost my job, right? I was with this fucker who I was dating. And,
you have a car?
No, my friend came because I needed a mattress. My good friend came with his friend, helped me move a mattress into my place. And as a thank you, I was going
to
take them for dinner. So
mitzvah.
This fucker comes along. He knew I just lost my job. And when it came time to pay for the fucking bill, I got my friends because that was my thank you. And then he sat there and he said to me, oh, in front of them. I was so embarrassed. He was like, oh, were you going to get mine too? Or like something like that. I said, what?
Okay.
I looked at this motherfucker and I was like, what are you dare asking me right now? You're going to ask me to pick up the tab for your food also? Fucking what?
Listen,
for what?
Hiram.
Listen, egg salad doesn't grow on trees. That's all I'm saying.
Long story short, deaded. He was done so fast.
Guys are stupid.
You guys are stupid.
Maybe he was maybe wanted to break up with you anyway. But you know, sometimes you can't shake the stereotype. And sometimes Jews are cheap.
And also, I have to. My parents live in Boca Raton now. I've got to go visit them.
I got to take JetBlue.
Taking the jet. I like Economy Plus.
Not into it.
You know what I do sometimes? They have the snacks they bring you. I'll take some extra ones for the road. Why not? Someone's keys.
A lady falls asleep next to me, I'll take her pretzels. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
How much those money those airplane companies
so
make?
Gross, like, I swear.
I was on a date with this girl, and we were like, we weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend. We were dating for a while, and then we went out to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I had I think we both had sodas. I was 14 at the time. No, I think it was just like we had a pizza place or whatever. I don't even know. Anyway.
Fuck it, who cares?
So anyway, I drank my soda and I was waiting. I asked for another soda. They're taking too long. So I just drank her soda. She goes, what the fuck are you doing? I'm fucking paying for you, cunt.
That's nice.
Did I break some kind of code or?
Probably would have said the same thing. What the fuck are you doing?
She was a cunt anyway. She used to take the train in from Ronkonkoma.
Ooh.
And she'd be like, you know, I just took the train in from Ronkonkoma. It'd be nice if you showed up at the train station with a gift.
She said that?
Yeah. Then I had to bring a fucking gift, like some candies or whatever, a balloon, like a fucking retard. Hey, I got a balloon.
A Lego set all wrapped up.
But then another time we went out to eat, and then I lived on 78th and 1st. We would go to eat. I come back in my apartment. And sometimes after you eat, your body produces shit. So I had to take a shit. I was in my own bathroom. Not her bathroom, not at her. Yeah.
What are you doing in there?
So I come out of the bathroom. She goes, you just took a shit? I go, yeah, it's my fucking house. I didn't set it up. I wasn't a whole set up. I'll take her out to eat and I'll take a shit in front of her. I took a shit. She goes, that's disgusting. I go, but then she told me she went camping one time from Friday, came back Monday, didn't shit the whole time.
She told you this.
Yeah, she goes, I wasn't comfortable, so I couldn't shit. I go, you're fucking
crazy.
You're an
idiot. You're the epitome of a fucking moron.
Who, me or her?
Her.
Yeah, no. She's an idiot.
Like, what are you saying right now? You know what
she's
I mean?
A fucking idiot. And
don't
I ran.
Shit, don't shit. Don't shit, shit, chat. Yeah. Who cares?
And I ran into her on the street one time years later, like a Woody Allen movie.
Did you tell her you just took a shit?
Yeah,
you should have.
I said, I got to leave. I got to.
You should have.
Nietzsche and Kierkegaard evacuated my bowels for you.
Nah.
I knew you didn't like it, and they pulled
I will say, you could take 5 hours in the bathroom. Don't tell me what you're doing. I don't want to imagine you taking a shit.
She asked me immediately.
No, I wouldn't ask.
And there's nothing else to do in there because it was like one of those water closet bathrooms, like an old apartment where it's like the tub was in the fucking kitchen. And
the tank on top with it.
Yeah, boy. Exactly. So it was like one of those, but it was just where you took a shit. That's all you could do. I couldn't be like powdering my nose or doing anything. It was just a shit show. And then they come out. I'm like, are you mental? And I was like, where do I get these? Where do I find these women? But it's me.
Craigslist.
I turn these women into.
You found them on Craigslist, didn't you?
No, I met her at a comedy club.
Well, that's even worse than Craigslist.
Yeah, right.
That is.
Oh my God.
We're all psychopaths. That's what I hear. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
right?
Like
women comedians are psychos.
She wasn't a comedian, but
audience member.
Yeah, she had.
I have problems with women. I don't have problems with women.
One time I took a business call. I go, I got to take this call. It was at my house. It was before cell phones. I go, just keep it down. I told her. No, because she liked to yap a lot.
Oh.
So I'm on the phone, and then this woman who books this comedy club, she's chatting me up, and I can't just fucking dismiss her immediately.
Yeah.
So finally she's like, my girlfriend's like, how long does this fucking call gonna... I'm like, are you kidding? Are you kidding, you fucking cunt? And then one time I was fucking, I didn't know I had all these stories. One time I'm fucking her. Time I'm fucking her, bring and the only time I ever fucked somebody, and the condom broke, and she's like, "You gotta get it. You're gonna have to pay for the abortion. You're gonna have to fucking. I'm gonna have to go get a fucking.
It's not
pregnancy,
that easy to get somebody pregnant.
Pregnancy test. She on and on and on. Like I fucking planned. Like I cut the top so it would fucking break inside. But I remember I was fucking. I'm like, wow, this is very. It's a great condom. It feels very realistic. And I fucking yanked my big black dick out. And
loaded up, blasted her guts.
Yeah, it's all ripped.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good thing you didn't come in there.
I did come in her.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she was going off.
Yeah, I came and then I go and now I took my dick out. I'm
now
like, oh, look, it broke.
A can of Coke or whatever. You stick it up their pussy. That's how. It's one of these. You think you could do that in the 60s?
No, you put some hot rocks and some can and some Coke and a Coke
your legs
and
up and down
and you can blow up Japan.
Yeah, do some right. And now I remember why I didn't sleep at all last night, because my 12-year-old was like sleeping in my bed for some reason. And
yeah.
My 12-year-old's like 5'8".
Yeah.
Like,
really?
I woke up, like, at one in the morning, I got up, and she's, like, draped over me. I was like, oh. Like,
these fucking kids.
Yeah, like, get off. Like,
I'm an alcoholic blind man. Get off of me. I need my sleep.
This feels, like, sexual. Thank God I had.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What are you saying?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, like, my daughter likes to cuddle. You know what
I mean? Oh, Jesus.
No, 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 no. You got to cut that. She's going to have daddy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Get with a man that's going to treat her like shit. God forbid.
Yeah, blind. She's going to be looking for a blind guy to date.
No. You got to cut that of 12.
What are your interests?
12 is way too old to be sleeping with your dad.
Totally. And she's hugging you and shit.
No.
You got that morning wood?
No.
Into the baby.
No.
Help her. Daddy needs some help, honey. See, daddy jerked off on a bunch of towels over the weekend. Well, and also,
like, daddy, why is your dick so raw?
Right.
Oh my God.
He also got it's like hamburger helper down here.
He also got many, many, many lap dances, and it grinded up against his jeans. That exacerbated the situation.
How'd you pay for them? With a credit card? You got some funny money?
Yeah, I got some funny money. Yeah.
Then you're losing. When you buy funny money, if you're at a strip club, you get funny money.
So, you know,
because they sell you money. They sell you money, but you can't use it anywhere else but there.
At the strip club.
So if you buy $200 worth of funny
much.
Money.
And also,
but then you look like a cheap. You look like a Jew with like wants to split the check.
I'm happy to get a lap dance, but I've got to know what's going to happen. Are you going to pull it out to play with it? You know, I could use a little pecker attention if you don't mind. I've been a long day of accounting.
It's tax time.
It's tax time.
Tax season. I'm very stressed.
I'll take out for a nice meal. Until then, just jerk off my schmeckle.
My schmeckle.
But no, like, and also with funny money. It gets you. It's fucking genius, because for every $100, like every $20 increment you get, you get 20% goes to the club, and then the 20% gets lost on the girl. So really, $20 is actually $16 to the girl. So like, they don't like it when you use funny money.
Who, the club?
Yeah, the girls don't like it when you use funny money, because you're really.
What do they get? They get
less. They get
when they turn the money in. When I buy it, there's a $2
a fee.
There's a fee to buy it, and then when the girls, at the end of the night, they turn in their funny money, and the club charges them 20%.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so they get, it's not really $20, it's $16. And you know you're in like a third-tier city like Philadelphia when like...
Third tier?
The guy was like, I go to the window, and I go, can I get $20 worth of funny money? He goes, yeah, you sure?
No one's ever done it before since Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. Last time we had the Philadelphia Eagle was in here.
Yeah, Reggie White, he did it, and now he's dead.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Sorry about the sports references. We lost, what's your name again? Louisa?
Louisa.
Louise, that's your official name.
Louisa.
That's your Twitter name.
Flutesy is my Twitter name. Flutesy.
Your real name is Louisa. Louisa.
Louisa, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's
what's your last name?
La Devese.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of L's, right?
Lots of L's.
Look, a Danielle Steele novel. I was in love with a woman named Louisa Flutesy.
Turned out to be a man.
That's right.
She turned out to be a man.
The beautiful cock I've ever seen.
I didn't think I was gay until I saw her cock.
It was 9 inches long and shaved and oiled up with coconut butter or whatever.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, right.
And we cooked a delicious meal and then fucked.
You could say I was nuts about her.
It's one thing that I want everyone listening today to take away is that use coconut oil when you fuck.
Yes.
Well,
I'm telling you.
It does. I know. My wife makes me use it now. And then I just, even when I see the bottle, I'm so Pavlovian, I see the bottle, I just come right in my pants.
Exactly. Start rubbing it.
I'm serious, because it's a good moisturizer.
Yeah, but you can cook with it.
You can cook with it. You could put your dick on a skillet. You could do whatever you need.
Yeah, on a skillet.
Afterwards.
Wow, it's like a hint from Heloise.
All right, go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Yo, it's Daryl from Philly. Brian.
Hey, hi.
I was at cheerleaders all night Friday night. I didn't see your ass anywhere.
I was there. I promise you I was in cheerleaders.
But are there two?
I was sitting at the back end of the bar. Were you alone? Were you with a bunch of people?
No, I was with my one friend. Hold on. I was alone for a while. But I was there with my friend, and then he just left me there. And, because he had to go back to fucking Quakertown. But I spent a fair amount of time in the champagne room. So I don't really
know what I'm saying. Wink, wink.
I don't really sit around the bar because I hate when they come up and they're like, "Give me a dollar." I'd rather give you $20 and have you rub my cock in the back room, or then I don't like this. So I wasn't really like out in the public area. But I'm sorry. I would have.
I love when women have to hear these guys talking.
That's chill.
rubbing I'm my chilling. Cock. Rubbing my cock.
But yeah, Club Oasis was, I liked it better. And there were like seven guys in there. I was talking to that girl from Brazil. And I was like,
what time of day was it?
This was early evening.
Maybe it gets crowded later.
They said it gets crowded later, but
the girls go early because they got to work an 8-hour shift.
Yeah, I mean, how much?
Unless they lose their Obamacare insurance.
They were all on the hook for sure.
I like when we don't include her in the conversation. She puts on her glasses.
Daryl, did you get any lots?
Get modeling jobs. Posing.
No, I'm not a big lap dance guy, but
faggot.
I
did sit next to this guy who was wearing black leather gloves and touching all the girls all night. That was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
He was probably their pimp.
I always get grossed out when you go to the bathroom and like guys like come out of there. They're like taking shits and pissing and they wash their hands because they don't want to give the poor Nigerian guy like $1 to give a towel.
The guy's throwing up on the floor. Still walks out. He goes, I didn't do it.
Get their hands covered in shit and piss and.
I like to wear gloves to the strip clubs in the summer, so I don't have to touch those whores.
Exactly.
They know.
Wow, I was offered a lap dance once. I do go to strip. Well, I've been to the strip club twice. On Sapphires, you know that one?
Yeah.
Kind of grimy.
Yeah.
But I went because, like, I know some people that, like, do some shit there. And so.
What does that mean?
It means what it means.
Little drugs?
So I went. And this one time.
Is that how you make money? Your side money?
No, I don't deal drugs.
A little
drugs.
Out of JV, Jay-Z.
I don't deal drugs. No, I don't do that. But I went to the strip club. I was sitting down and my friend goes, I'll pay for a lap dance for you. And I was like, please don't. Because these women, like, I don't need that sweat. You know what I mean? They're sweating, they're working, they're doing their thing, and now you're going to be on me?
Yep. Yeah, then you're getting other guys' DNA on you.
No, I don't need that.
Imagine if they did a fucking black light on you after you left the dirty strip club, all the shit that'd be on you.
You ever been in a strip club during the day, like when they're not really open? You know, you walk in there and it's the most disgusting looking place.
I still feel at home.
I don't care. I love them.
I still feel at home. I come on everything.
Just come on.
So check my walls.
Yeah.
Towels. What part of Philadelphia do you live in?
I live downtown in the Gayborhood, actually. But I used to live in South Philly. I used to go to cheerleaders a lot more.
Gotcha.
But
did you just go to because you knew Brian was going to be there?
Yeah, people were asking him on Twitter if he was going to be there.
I was there.
I wanted to come down and meet him. But, I'm not rich like him, so I can't afford the champagne.
I like when you go to a strip club.
Short.
I like when you go to a strip club when it's during the day and the door opens and then the sunlight comes in and all the strippers have to run like fucking, they all run like cockroaches when you turn the light on.
Yeah, I went up to the
The sunlight.
Yeah, the champagne room. The strippers are like, hey, weren't you on VH1 14 years ago? Well, yes, I was. And
in Philadelphia, you have to be much of a celebrity to get a little attention.
Doom. Sorry, I'm going to come in my pants now.
So you went there by yourself or you went there with somebody?
Yeah, I just cruised there by myself.
Well, I'm sorry. It would have been nice to have met somebody, especially because.
Yeah, it's all right, man. I got to look at half-naked chicks all night.
All right, that's
so
good.
I guess I really can't complain.
Nice.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yep. Thanks, fellas. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, well.
Who's on the ringer? I can't read it.
You have Scott.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Scott.
Quick question for you.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
You're really savvy about strippers and being in strip clubs and whatnot.
Sure. What do you got?
Have you ever asked a stripper to cry for you before she gave you a lap dance?
What the fuck?
No, but I did. I was in a real ghetto strip club once in Delaware, and this black girl was giving me a lap dance, and she had I had full vision back then, and she had all these tattoos of names on her arm. And I said to him, one was DeMonte or whatever. And I go, oh, who's DeMonte? And she goes, that's my son. He died a year ago. I was I said, how old was he? She was he was a baby. I'm like,
obviously not doing her job right.
No, actually, I'm sure DeMonte's in a better place if you think about it. You know, she's like, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a Newport. Sit here. You're mine tonight. So, yeah,
that's rough.
I know, rough.
I think you should do a little homework, and, next time you're there, they really ask for the tears, because it really gets you hard quick.
I bet
it does. It?
Yeah.
Are you speaking from experience?
I just reach up, and rub their face a little bit.
I got a lap dance one time from a girl who was, obviously pregnant, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, when you're showing.
You cover you in breast milk? Give you a little squirt.
She was a squirter.
Give your coffee. Can I get a little?
No, but it's too much. Isn't it too much, Louisa, if you're pregnant?
I mean, Probably. I've never been preggo, so I don't know.
I had sex with my wife like a
week. No, but she wasn't working.
What was she doing? Just hanging out?
No, I'm saying your wife wasn't working.
When we were pregnant, but she was 9 months pregnant.
I'm saying it's not attractive, like if you're at a strip club and you're pregnant.
I think it's only attractive to the man who knocked her up.
And it's mostly attractive to other women who think that it's like beautiful that you're pregnant.
No, I'm not jealous of that. Fuck that. No way.
There are guys that have pregnant fetishes. It's a huge.
There's pregnant porn, but.
Pregnant porn. I know a guy that would come into New York from fucking Panama, believe it or not. And he would say to me, he would go on Craigslist and he would search. This is back when you could get whores on Craigslist. And he would search on Craigslist, he would just write pregnant. And literally, like, and I would say, you know, how does that work? And he goes, it's always like two or three. And I said, what do you like about pregnant women? And he goes, well, their skin is always so warm because their heart is pumping blood for two people. I was like, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That is insanity.
Dr. Steve was here.
I know.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because your heart is working extra?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's a little too clinical for me. Other than be like, I like a big belly.
How do you feel about abortion?
I would do it.
Right.
That's how I feel about that shit. I want the right to do it if I need to. Because I went, first off.
When does life start? When is life start? At conception or after that?
No, it doesn't start at conception. You don't have no fucking life. I mean, it's like, you know, how do I answer this? It's like, to me.
Abortion chat.
To me, a life, you have to have a conscience. You know what I mean? Like, that's a life. Like, if you can't make a decision, if you don't have a mind to make
a babies can't make a decision at a month. They don't make decisions.
No, I know, but it's already, like, born. So, and it has a being. It has, like, it has a conscience. Whether or not it can verbalize it. You know what I mean?
When should you be able to have an abortion until?
8 years old.
What's the time frame? They give you a time frame, don't they?
Usually, like last trimester.
If you're gonna wait 3 months, or what is it?
6 months.
6 months? No, that's ridiculous. That's like you are a lazy ass bitch. You couldn't even make up your mind.
You want to have the baby shower?
No.
Then have the abortion.
I get the gifts.
No, that's too late. I mean, I'm thinking.
I'm just asking her because she's a modern woman. She's.
I mean, in the first 3 weeks
New York
of knowing
woman.
You're pregnant. I can understand maybe even the first, whatever, you're like going back and forth. I'm not sure. But if it's beyond 3 weeks and you're still deciding, get it together. You need to get together a lot more than just whether or not you want to have a kid.
Right.
You know, I mean, let's get it. Let's be real.
No, I didn't have an opinion until I had kids. And then you go and you see the fucking ultrasound. You see a fucking something in there throbbing.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's a hard decision at the end of the day, but like.
Boom, boom.
I don't know. I believe in making the right decision. Like, if I'm not financially able to.
The guy's not going to be around.
I'm single, right.
Being a single mom's a bitch.
No, not doing it.
You're like in the room with the heartbeat thing. The guy's like on his phone. He's like, damn, the Ravens.
Playing some video game.
Yeah, exactly.
No. If I have like football. And that's another thing. Jesus. What means more to me is having like, I'd rather not have kids. And just have a life partner that I could have fun with and go out and travel and do like amazing
boat
things
with.
Go on a fucking boat.
Save from drowning.
Learn to swim with.
Make sure he's a lifeguard.
You know what I mean? Do all these life things with.
What'd you do this weekend? We learned to swim.
Yeah.
And read.
English Channel.
Tweet coming soon, guys. The day I learned to swim. You'll all be aware.
They should have GED for swimming.
Well, it's hard to learn when you're older. It's like
that's what I'm saying, but it's hard to learn anything when you're older. So make it like a thing where they get old people to learn how to swim.
I just got to be in a class. I just have not been in a class.
Yeah, because swimming sucks. Learning how to swim sucks.
No, I just can't tread water. That's the problem.
Yeah, my son, he won't do it. Like he can like do the thing, but he won't tread water, and it's fucking pain.
Hard. I sink every time. And you know what they tell me, which I'm so sick of hearing. If there's air in your lungs, you can't sink. I'm like, I beg to differ because I sink every time.
Well, if you were in like a lake or something or a
pool. It's my ass.
Maybe you got an anchor ass.
You know, but if you started sinking, you could just snort all the water out of the lake.
Like that. I don't want to snort anything.
The way we were.
Look at it. She sings like an angel.
I don't want to sing.
Separate checks, please.
I don't want separate checks.
All right.
Guys are so cheap. Oh, it's fucking ridiculous.
Some guys.
Chef salad without olives? Is it possible? I don't like olives.
Guys, is my nose really that big? Tell me the truth.
No, you're
a beautiful
girl.
Lady.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, lady or girl. What do you prefer to be, a girl or a lady?
I prefer to be anything.
All right.
Except a man.
All right.
You know?
Exactly.
No penis, no problem.
No penis, no problem. All I know, kids.
That's a new T-shirt slogan for you.
Oh, yeah, right.
A T-shirt for
Bruce,
no problem.
Take a note.
No penis, no problem.
Well, shit.
We're almost done.
It's been a show.
No, it's been a good show considering you didn't puke. I thought you were going to puke and
I'm like,
you come in all depressed. I was a little depressed too, but I had to snap out of it because you were depressed.
Can I make you guys happier?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
I was going to have, I love making dying for like a happier. Glass of water.
Huh?
Dying for a glass of water. I should have brought water. I want to put water.
They have a water fucking cooler in there.
I'm going to get up and go out there. I mean, we only have a few minutes left, right? I mean,
they could probably get you one.
I don't know. If anybody's listening, I would
have. I'm a circle jerk in the booth.
Look in there. Steve's spitting in Garrett's mouth. And just, you know, everyone's just fucking.
Who's Steve?
Steve's the kid.
The new guy. The new guy. The new guy's been here a year. The new guy.
He's running in and out of here. We don't, you know.
They work at a comedy cell. They're like, you know, who's the, I go, who's the new waitress? They're like, she's been here 3 years.
Right.
But it's new. If, you know, I don't think they're going to last. So
it's new because I just woke up yesterday from my depression.
Yeah, but it's new because I don't think they're going to last. So I wait till they're around like 10 years. Anyway, so what do you got for the rest of the day? You have a like a date? You work during the day at all?
Typically,
that fucking Karen Feehan, she has to like play hooky to get out of it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd rather play hooker, if you know what I'm saying.
Fuck that. You know what I mean?
You want to sleep in, right?
I used to work during the day. I used to have some jobs where I like had a 9 to 5 and I realized it's not for me.
Yeah. So you're a night girl, right?
Totally. Totally a night girl.
Did you hear what Noam said about the new waitress?
What?
She's quite a dish.
Noam's the... How'd you meet all the guys from Compound?
Oh, man. That's a story. Actually... I had gotten off, laid off.
You're on the East Side Dave show, right? Yes. Every week?
East Side Dave show. That's another thing. Check it out. Dave is funnier than I am. Don't worry.
I was going to say, Dave is funnier than these guys.
You're funnier than these guys.
That's quite an insult. And then she's mad because the guy says he's got a big nose. Right. Dave's way funnier than these clowns. And I'm just like, I don't care.
No, Dave is great. Dave is
like.
Wasn't
this- our best show, but you know. Ryan didn't wake up until
this show was amazing because I'm here. No, yeah. But Dave is great. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Sorry, you know, you got to pay to see our show if you're watching right now and it's free. But it's worth it. I'm telling you, I'm on it. I don't talk as much, which is nice for some of you who don't give a fuck.
What are you there for? For your like sexiness?
No, I play the flute. I have a segment where I play the flute and you get to guess the movie theme that I play for a prize.
Nice.
And we just upped the merch, guys. Eastside Dave just got more merch in.
ESD, right?
ESDS.
Oh, ESDS.
Eastside Dave Show. And we just got more merch. So if you're into that, take a look.
Where is he selling?
Yep, he's selling it. I retweeted it on my
site?
Twitter. Yep, there's a website that you can go to. And it's fun. It's a variety show for those of you who have never seen it.
Are they nice? Is it good quality? Are these
I think it's decent quality.
Who are the regulars? Big A, you, and who else?
Big A, Bobo.
Oh, Bobo's a regular?
Bobo's a regular, Big A.
And they all sit on the couch?
This is us, baby.
You know what I do? I go on YouTube and just watch it for free.
It's me and my new zebra fucking shirt.
I've never met the guy. I've never listened to the show.
You should. It's fun. It's a variety show, like I said. There's different segments. We play a lot of games. So,
I love games.
Yeah.
Cradle, cradle, cradle. Made you out of clay. And with you ready, cradle, I will play. Hey, hey.
And it's very fun. And so I met Roy, actually, originally because...
Roy Rogers, very expensive chicken.
I'm wearing a tag on my shirt because I was debating returning it or not.
Okay. Well.
This was a good time.
Where'd you meet them?
It was a Tinder date. Speaking of Tinder, I went on a Tinder date. I got hooked up with, meeting Roy to intern at his studio. He's a sound engineer. Anybody looking for sound engineers, hit him up. He's fucking fantastic. And, and then
I hate when the sound sucks.
Oh, he's such a great sound engineer. So then I got hooked up to intern a couple years back at his studio. I realized I don't want to be a sound engineer. But then he said, oh, we do the Davey Mac Sports Program. And that's originally when I got linked up with Dave McDonald. And for those of you who know me from all the way back then, the Davey Mac Sports Program was a really cool podcast. I was playing the flute then as well. This is Dave dancing. This is our St. Patrick's show. Okay. Yes. And
he's an old school entertainer. He can do everything, right?
Yeah.
Does
very
he sing
multi-talented.
A little bit?
Yeah, it's a musical show, too.
One of the top 40 plate spinners in the tri-state area.
Yeah, dude, we have a lot of talent on the show, you know?
We should do that. I'm trying to get more people like that. I'm trying to get, like, drag queens in here, like, people that are, like, who are, like, outside the box a little bit, entertainment-wise, you know? Yeah, just people that are just goofy. I like to see a guy drop a plate.
Absolutely.
Drop a plate.
I'd like to see him smash a plate on my show.
Give me like five and I'll try, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it'd be great.
Magicians.
Yeah, a guy with the balloons.
Making balloon animals.
No, and like out of his nose. Or what do they pull out of their nose? The handkerchiefs?
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, or like they'll sneeze.
You know anybody like that?
That can, you know, people like that, balloons?
Like,
no.
Yeah, you know, like people that have like outside of the, you know, like circus people.
Oh man, shit. You know what? You just made me realize I need to get to know more circus people. I don't know any. I need
to broaden your horizons.
Yeah, I need to broaden my fucking horizons. Yeah. You're right.
No, I thought we'd meet the people on East Side Dave since it's a.
Well, we are definitely a circus to some degree.
And it's on 7 o'clock on Tuesday?
7 o'clock every fucking Tuesday. It's one day a week, unfortunately. But it's
he does his other show, right?
Yeah, he's on 95.9 The Rat. He's a radio personality.
Like does the morning zoo or whatever?
He does some morning shit. I don't know. Way too early in the morning. And he gets mad when I text him because he's like, I'm sleeping.
Wow.
So, that's one thing. But yeah, it was super fun.
Cool.
Got mixed up with that. And then next thing you know, we got picked up here 3 years ago. Now it's going on 4. It's a great show. Everyone check it out.
All right, we'll do that. Are we plugging now? Are we done?
Plugging what?
Are we wrapping it up?
Okay. Do your plug.
BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop. All that
very depressed
merchandise. Depressed. I swear to God, if I'm still alive next week, you'll be supporting
on the cool glasses. Be cool.
Wait, can he kill himself because he's blind?
No, but it's got to be like
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, you need that 6 months thing.
Ah.
That's the thing.
Well, so it's like a waiting period?
I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, sure.
No, because he's depressed. And
tell me how to kill myself,
man.
He
wants it assisted. He's got to wait 6 months.
Yeah.
You got to make sure he's really in it to win it.
So you have to
get the yacht, man.
You have to sign up. You have to register, and then you wait 6 months.
Thanks a lot, Obama. Shit. I didn't know we lived in Russia.
I want to kill myself now.
That's right.
This is fucked up.
God. Well,
I had to get a note.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Two notes.
So I slept in my bed.
Two doctors.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I feel like I'm kind of a bummer today, but you know.
No, this is better. We don't need you. This is more fun for me to see you like depressed. I love it.
Oh God, I just want it all to be over.
No, I'll push you in front of the D train.
I don't want to be a witness to your death. Okay.
That would be so hilarious. Like if you tripped and fell in front of the train.
But my luck, I would fall over the train and it would just like cut my legs off.
Right. You got no luck. You'd be laying there like, oh my God, I got no luck.
No eyes, no legs. What's next?
Yeah. No dick. As long as that dick works, that dick don't quit.
I'm concerned about the constant throwing up. I'm pretty sure it's cancer.
You abuse your body, man. You're 0.17 alcohol level on a Monday afternoon. That's fucking toxic.
I don't know.
I second.
What do you mean you don't know?
You're right. I make bad decisions.
It doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter what you eat if you're drinking that much. Your body's gonna be like, hey, your body's trying to tell you slow the fuck down.
Right. Well,
but I want you to drink more. So, you're torn.
The bottle for a smoothie. Watch how great you feel.
No, he'd throw up so fast if he drank too many smoothies.
Because
your body is used to alcohol. It wants alcohol. But right. Then the other part of your body is like, come on, man.
Every shit I take is explosive diarrhea.
Huh?
Every shit I take is explosive diarrhea. Plus, I've got like a gar. I've got like, oh, by the way, how's your hemorrhoid?
You have hemorrhoids?
No.
Hemorrhoid? What's the other one you have? No, I heard.
Hernia. How's your hemorrhoid?
You have a hernia?
This guy's real good with dinner conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a broken elbow and a hernia.
Yeah, I've got a huge
other than that.
You have a broken elbow?
Yeah, I broke my elbow a month ago.
So what happened? Where's the cast?
No, you don't for an elbow, you can't do nothing. No, I was running down the train, I smashed it hard. I can show you where I fell. It's fucking nasty. Even looking at it, I'm like, this nasty. Anyway, then I have a hernia from playing with my kids. I got kids, so
you do? Yeah, Both of you have kids.
Yeah, but he's an older
dad. Your lives
dad,
are fucking
so he, when
done.
When he plays with his kids, he's prone to injure himself.
Yeah, I got to use my walker in the pool.
His daughter was like, throw me. And he's kind of like,
No, it wasn't that. My son's younger, so I was throwing him in the pool. And then I could throw him. My daughter's like, if you don't throw me, you love Daniel more. And I already do. So I have to prove that I don't.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, so I was throwing her. And then one time she like locked her leg. So all the weight was like disproportionate.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what the fuck? It was like literally lifting like something. That way I wasn't supposed to live, but I thought I was fine. Then I went to the doctor and I felt something.
Do you need surgery?
They said it's up to me.
Are you gonna take?
If I can deal with it without it, but it seems like it's fine. Everything's getting smaller.
And don't give up on your sex life, men.
Which quit?
My dick is amazing because I work out. I don't abuse myself and I work out. My dick's always ready to go.
That's another thing
I
want.
My dick has never not worked with my wife or with anybody except for this fat girl one time back in the 90s. It just, my dick was like, I'm not doing this.
Like,
dick is like, I'm not fucking this fat girl. My dick has more fucking integrity than I do.
Oh, there you go. So your dick was the only time tells you what you need to know.
And that was years and years ago. Years and years ago. So anyway, so I'm at this weekend. I think I'm in town, and next weekend I'm at Saratoga Springs. I actually was watching the fucking thing about Vietnam.
Listening.
It's like Walter Cronkite. He's so serious. Yes. I was watching a thing about
Vietnam,
and they the family in Saratoga Springs. So I might go look up there, see if they're still there, and be like, "Hey, sorry about your son. Yeah,
sorry, never forget."
Hey, I watched forget. You
and kill because they keep showing a house, and they fucking show. There's only like 8 houses up there, and so I'll be up there in the first weekend in April, and I'm gonna go visit the family and from the their son was
you
killed.
Gonna give them money,
huh?
Donations?
I'll give him something, yeah. He was killed. I said, sorry about your son that was killed in the 60s.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The 60s were fucked, though. No wonder everybody was fucking him, because it was you didn't know it was the end of the world was coming, you know?
You go up to see it, you go, hey, it's kind of nippy, don't you chink?
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thanks for the calls, even though they weren't that great today. Thanks for OVO Cool Cat for not calling in, because that would have sent him off the edge.
Thanks to Gino for talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, Gino.
Gino, I'm coming for you, bitch.
Oh, Gino, I'm sorry, Gino.
Ha ha ha!